and each day is 1,000 years. The whole world is going to last for 7,000 years. 6,000 years have passed. Now we are in the last millennium, and this millennium is going to witness great events. They also believe that in Jewish history, the Jews are not going to be purified from their sins until after 10 cows are crucified, are slaughtered. The first cow was slaughtered in the times of Musa alayhi salam, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. That is the first cow. And then later, these cows were found and they were slaughtered. But they would totally be purified after the 10th cow would be slaughtered. 9 have been slaughtered till yet. The 10th is to be slaughtered. And they say that they were looking for that cow to be born. They said in 1997, this cow was born in a place called Kafar Hasidim in Israel. Kafar Hasidim, the cow has been detected and it was named as Melody. And this is the cow which is going to be slaughtered. And for that, a big slaughterhouse, which is known as altar, has been built in Eilat. So, when the time would come, this cow would be slaughtered there, then it would be burnt, and these ashes would be taken by the Jews, they will be sprawled over the Jews, and this is how they are going to be purified. So, according to their own theory, they are najis. According to their own theory, they are najis. And they need purification. And they need purification. So, this is why the poor cow is waiting to be slaughtered. And then, another thing which is also very interesting. They say that Messiah is not going to come until after 3 things happened. The state of Israel has been established. Which happens? Jerusalem becomes the capital of the state. It has happened as well. The third thing, the Temple of Solomon is erected, which has not yet happened. This is why they are very keen to destroy Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, which is on that spot where they want to erect Haikal of Solomon. This Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, which you now see in the picture, that mosque was built by Walid ibn Abdul Malik. Walid ibn Abdul Malik from the Umayyad period, he is the one who erected 2 buildings. One is on the rock, which is known as Masjid al-Sakhra, the mosque of the rock, which got a dome. And then in the same area is the mosque, which is Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So don't mix up the mosque of the rock with the Masjid al-Aqsa. They are 2 buildings, but they are on the same spot. And that is the very same spot where there was the Temple of Solomon. So this is why the Jews, they are doing their utmost to destroy this mosque, because Isa alayhi salam, their saviors, which is waited by the Christians, their saviors would not come down until Temple of Solomon is rebuilt. This is why the sympathy which is found among the Christians with the Jews. That is the reason. This is why there is a great faction, especially in England and in America. Those are known as Zionist Christians. They are different from others. They got all sympathy with Israel. Why? Because Jesus is not going to come until all these 3 things happened. So they have to support him whether they like or they don't like. So, if you see that story and see the comparison with the Muslims, with Bani Israel. In Bani Israel, Allah SWT said that twice you are going to corrupt in the land and twice you are going to be punished. Temple of Solomon was destroyed twice, isn't that so? In the same way, Jerusalem was taken away from the Muslims twice. First time, during the Crusaders, it was taken away from them. Then it was regained by Salahuddin al-Ayyub.